Welcome to Before Now Podcast. My name is Blisa Kinyemi, but I prefer that you call me Missy. Missy spelled M-I-C-I and pronounced M-I-S-S-Y. That's right. You need a pen? Grab one. M-I-S-S-Y. That's how you pronounce Missy. If this is your first time listening to the show, Before Now Podcast is a weekly talk show where my guest and I discuss different subjects of life in relation to how we used to see them versus how we see them now. If you're already a member of the family, you know what to do. Please give yourself a round of applause because I love you so much and I am so grateful that you keep coming back episode after episode listening to what my guest and I have to say. As always, it promises to be another interesting conversation this way, and trust me, my guest and I, another amazing person, as I have always promised, only amazing people are allowed on this pod. As you can already tell from the title of this episode, my guest and I would be discussing handling breakups, aka breakfast. My guest on the show today is Bestie Chimax, whom I'm going to be referring to as Best for the rest of the show. Best is a customer service consultant with an internet service provider. If they want their name to be mentioned, let them come here and sponsor the show. Best, welcome on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, best. Today we are discussing handling breakups before versus now, as we do it on the Before Now show. Before now, Best, did anybody at any point serve you breakfast? Did they give you red card and say, "Take, Colette, come and be going"? Did you just sigh like that? Like, that sigh was deep. What happened?
I've been served, I think, twice.
You've been served twice?
Twice. One before and then the other not so before.
Okay, so that's more recent. So let's talk about that one. That one that was like before. What was your reaction? Like, okay, like, did you see it coming, first of all?
No, I didn't actually. But it's been 2 years.
Whoa.
Sight unseen, but then we've been going good. So didn't expect it. First time we ever had to meet and then I got served.
I don't understand. You guys, like, were together for 2 years.
We met online.
And you didn't see each other.
We didn't see each other for about 2 years.
And then it was when you guys saw.
Good,
that you received the breakfast. Wait, is this like, first thing you guys saw physically and then it was not, I don't know, I want to assume it was a E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, she said it has to be a E.
So, he saw you and then felt like he wasn't.
No, if it happened that way, I think
that would have been understandable. Yeah. So, what
this
happened?
Someone we had so bonded that basically we do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Then, we saw, and of course the usual
guys. When you say you guys were doing everything, the relationship was online, so what were you doing together?
We talk, it's like 24/7. Even when I was going to school, practically you would want to be in class with me on phone.
Ew.
So saying we're good, but then he was expecting sex like almost immediately.
Oh wow.
And back then it was like 2/9, 2/10.
Okay,
so I was still on the righteous path.
Oh my god. Okay. I cannot believe that you just admitted that you have deviated. You,
no,
my sister,
no,
need salvation.
Still on the righteous. I mean, you, I was need... on the more righteous path. I'm still on
There's
the righteous
nothing like
path.
Less righteous parts.
Narrow.
Are you righteous or
narrowest.
Not? Narrow, narrow, and narrowest.
You get.
So you are now narrow.
Narrowest.
You were on the narrowest.
Yes.
Wow.
So I just.
I hope you people are taking notes because there's narrow, narrow, and narrowest. You did not hear that from me. Best said it, not me. So go ahead, I'm listening
okay,
to you.
So when I was like, I think we should give this time and all.
But
like,
he said
you came here to dull me. I was like, is this why you invited me over?
2 years of relationship.
It was all online.
Mm.
Well, it's not like the sex thing was a no-no for me, but I wanted more time.
Okay.
I just came in and all. So when I left, he was angry.
Oh, so he didn't give you breakfast while you were there?
Yeah, he waited until I was on the road. And then he sent a message, "Do not ever."
Wow. Like, so you were served breakfast via SMS?
Tried from the park down to Port Harcourt.
But what park? So that we can know the distance.
I traveled to Ondo State.
Oh my God.
I must have ever.
You actually cried from Ondo State to Port Harcourt in River State.
You get that. And imagine how many hours.
The breakfast was very hot.
It was.
Oh my God. Hot. So when you received the text message, what was your initial reaction?
I thought maybe he was kidding. Like, I know
this must be a joke.
I knew he was mad, but then I thought we haven't gotten to this part. We've gone through a lot. So why just this?
I mean,
but I just felt. But then I tried calling. This is someone I just left, like, how many minutes back? In fact, he didn't even get me to the park. He just stopped the bike immediately. Get on the bike and start going.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, he'll get over it. And I got the message. I was like, no, no. And I tried calling. I called over and over. And I just knew.
That was the end.
I didn't give up. Like, when I got home, after crying, I go back to school. My whole semester was messed up because I was trying to call.
Trying to reach out to him.
I sent my friend to call that knew him so well. And he told me point blank that if you don't respect yourself and stop stalking me, I probably would have to ask your friend out and then let's see how this goes.
Wow, okay. I didn't see that one coming. Give me a minute to process it. Like, I would ask your friend out and your friend would say yes. He was so sure that your friend would say yes.
No, but then hopefully that's to tell me I'm done.
Like, this is like,
so just stop.
Chapter closed.
Just stop.
Whoa. So at the end of the day, you pick up yourself. Did that make you come to your senses and say, okay?
It didn't actually, because I was still feeling the loss. Someone you were basically used to, you did almost everything together.
The way you keep saying did everything together, I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
This is someone I start my day with, like, we pray together. And then he has to be the last person I speak with before.
And you still pray to sleep.
You get.
But by the time you guys met physically, did you even pray at any point?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It took me over 6 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, that semester I had the poorest results ever in school. So it was that bad. I actually thought I was going to drop out. That was my first semester yet. And glory to God, I actually finished well.
Okay.
It was bad. It was that bad.
Wow. You know, when you put it this way and say it took you 6 months to recover and all of that, I'm recollecting a particular time I was served breakfast.
Okay.
And before that time, I really wasn't having serious relationships. Mm. So if a relationship ended, it was always like, we're not really serious before now. Mm-hmm. So I would not really cry. Like, it would not get to me. But this one, after all of my ad girl, it just happened. And it was so crazy. Like, you know, you spent 6 months getting over it. But traders, between June and December, when the breakup happened, I read 32 books.
Wow. Wow. You just told you to.
I became a voracious reader.
Wow.
I was just reading one book after the other. Finish one book, pick up another one. Finish one book, pick up another. I can't remember talking to people.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. And craziest part was because it was almost similar to what you experienced.
Yeah.
I had visited. We had a nice time. I still remember his younger brother is a chef. I don't know if he's still a chef, but then he was working as a chef.
Okay.
So the guy was at home and was playing host to us. And making me feel like I was lodged in a hotel.
Wow.
This guy was just making all sort of recipes, smoothies and everything and all of that. And you know, it was going good. And the weekend was filled with so much fun.
Wow.
And a lot of things happened that weekend. You know, things happened.
Yeah.
Like, and all of a sudden, I got back to my base. And I was still in the lovey-dovey mood. And I tried to reach out that day. It was like, I should get some rest. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay. And then the next day, I tried to reach out. He was busy. He was never busy before the time. It was somebody that always had my time. In fact, I used to want to be busy because he was making me feel like I was jobless. He would talk to me every now and then. I'd be like, I have other things to do. And he would say, I didn't care about him.
Yeah.
I didn't love him so much. And then I received the message. Oh God. And the message was crazy. The message started with, what did God tell you when he called you?
Wow.
I said, call me to where?
Oh,
from where to where? Like, call, which call? Which, like, phone call, WhatsApp call, or what exactly are we talking about? He said, the thing is that he thinks I should go and discover purpose.
Wow.
I'm like, what did I do in your house that made me seem like I was lacking in ambition and purpose? I sat down and I was trying to think about it, like, now, because I had to sit down and start asking myself, what happened within 3 days that showed that I did not have purpose? And it's just, you know, I saw all the messages from him, said I should go and find my place with God, I should dedicate my life to God, I should give God more space in my life, I need to enter a covenant and relationship with God and know God for myself. Okay, what is this about? Is this about me not knowing God?
Exactly.
Or I don't even know, like, what are we talking about here? He just sent me the final straw that broke the camel's back. He said, as he is, if I bother him again, he has like some knots loose inside his head.
Oh.
You say, wow. Like, I should just please give him that space to tighten the knots back. Eh? He choked. So I was like, okay. And I spent time crying. I also cried. Because I think the worst part of breakups is not being able to understand why you deserve it. Like,
exactly.
What did you do? You feel like,
I
didn't do anything. I don't deserve this. So why is this happening to me? So I sat down and I cried my eyes out. And I remember where I was staying then. The guys were trying to calm me down. I'd be like, please just calm down. Please just hold on. Please, it's going to be fine. Please, worst things happen in life. Please, blah, 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 blah. Just thank God that when you were coming back from the States, you didn't die. I'm like, just shut up your mouth. You guys are not
making you see.
But they were not making sense to me. You don't console somebody that's hurting like that and be telling them, like, none of those things you're saying is making sense. So, you know, I had to grieve.
Yeah.
And once I was done, my sister carried the books. And 32.
Started looking for purpose.
Let's not talk about it.
Did you find the purpose you were searching for?
I swear, it was not purpose I was looking for in those books.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting what I wanted to do in my life.
Yeah.
But the whole piece was coming together one by one. This was not too long ago. This was 2018. And I was still putting my hand in different things, trying to figure out what do I do. So at that point, it was not like I read the book to find purpose.
Yeah.
I remember one of the genres I was reading then was crime fiction. And I'm like, now that I'm thinking about it, was I really planning to commit a crime? Like, maybe that was what was, what was going through my mind. But for real, I know it's not easy to undo breakfast. No. But before we move on to now, let me quickly ask you, have you saved anybody before? The smile on your face is telling me something positive.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You served breakfast.
One or two.
How long did you cook? One or two. How long did you cook that breakfast for?
Well, actually, it was basically from the start of the whole thing. I knew this wasn't my thing.
Okay.
But then it was somebody that I crushed on briefly.
Oh, wow.
And then somehow he got to know I was crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to give it a go.
Okay.
So, but then almost immediately I knew he was just stringing me along like the other numerous ladies
that he had around.
So I just knew this was the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Yes. So I just did it to fulfill all righteousness. Okay,
what righteousness? I don't understand.
The crush righteousness.
Okay, like getting a chance to be with your crush.
Yeah,
okay.
To see if it's actually what
anything,
it should be.
Yeah.
To see if the whole crushing is overrated or if something should follow through. So, but then I found out that it wasn't really worth anything.
Wow.
I wasn't happy. I wasn't content. I mean, it's the first time ever that I double dated with my full chest.
Whoa.
In fact, I had to let both parties know that. Well, you're there. You're there.
Whoa.
Both of you can just go away
at any time you like, care. Whenever you're ready to go.
You get.
Whoa.
So for me, it was like, if you want to leave, that's fine. You A knows B, B knows A, and I don't care. So I just kept on like that, but it wasn't my thing. I'm not a double dating kind of person.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah. So
okay. So you're trying to say that after that time, there was no more double dating. That was like the only double dating.
That was the only obvious double dating that
But you said that you're not that type.
Yes.
But then there was an obvious and a not obvious one.
No.
Okay.
That was the only double dating, yeah.
Okay.
Lucky enough, I was ready for service. By the time I went for my service year, it was just like the easier. So the other person be like, I've been calling, you're not taking my calls. When in Chevy, you don't know that I've gone for service. Do you want to call me for money tonight and kill me? Well, I don't have this time. And then it was just an easy transition. By the time I went back home, I already had one, you know, officer friend like that. So it just came up in the conversation, and he said, you've never been serious with me from the get-go. I knew it. Like, God, don't take it too personal.
But you know,
gave me the same vibe.
Before,
exactly,
no.
You were giving me the same vibe. In fact, that's why I returned it. So basically, that was nice. Actually, it's not like I.
Okay.
So
you mean that you were nice with your serving of the breakfast?
You get. I was nice.
I don't understand. How was that nice?
I was dropping hints all through.
Hey. Okay, so I think I would need people to answer this question. Does dropping hints of being served make the breakfast less hot? Or less bitter in the mouth? Because you just told us now that you were dropping ends, and that makes you nice. That means it was supposed to be better because you didn't see the breakfast coming when you
get
were
it.
Served. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Before we proceed, I'm going to put you on the spot, and this is where I get it one Scrabble award that I would give you less time to unscrabble, as you already know that we do on the show. I'm sorry, I had to do this. The word you have to unscrabble is spelled INDERN. INDERN. Stop writing. I can see you writing with your fingers. Stop it. Time up, best. I'm so sorry. I was never going to give you enough time to figure that out. I was never going to let you write it out.
really hate you right now.
I know you hate me, my love. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So
sorry, not sorry. I'm not going to tell you. So yeah, head over to social media. Go on Scrabble the word. That best could not Scrabble. The word is spelled INDERN. Moving on, talking about breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all of that.
Getting served,
you know. I don't know if you've been recently served breakfast. But how have you handled it? Is there any difference in the way you've handled breakfast in the past compared to the most recent breakfast that you were served?
Yeah, actually, I'd say that there was a slight improvement.
Okay.
It seems like I just get served my breakfast over the phone.
Whoa.
Yeah, the other was actually a long WhatsApp message.
Whoa.
Very long WhatsApp message.
Whoa.
And this was after like the best 2 weeks of my life.
Wow.
In 2018.
Wow.
So I got served.
2018. There's something about this year.
I mean,
there really is something
year,
about
it. It's a wonderful year. So, and then what makes it worse, rather, was that. This was just a few days, rather my birthday and then some days after. So this came just shortly after my birthday in 2018. I can't forget that.
Well, so you're saying that because I know your birthday is coming up right now. So you're saying it was just around this
you
time. So this time would be like the 2 weeks of your life that was rosy, and then
it just ended. The TV show just ended. And then shortly after, I got served, and it wasn't funny at all.
But how did you react this time?
Okay, so initially, I tried to be mature, and I was like,
"Did you see it coming?"
I didn't.
Whoa.
Yeah, I felt okay. Maybe we needed to. No, actually, I didn't see it coming. I knew I overreacted on one thing.
Okay,
but I didn't know it had been piling up.
Oh wow!
By the time I got the notice, I knew what they've been keeping score.
Full menu for your breakfast to choose from.
You get so when I saw it and I went through initially I was like, okay, fine, that's what you want.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it a few minutes later. I was like, you can't be serious. No, okay, let's not do this over the phone.
Okay.
Can we pen this thing when next
when we see?
And we're supposed to see again in December.
Okay.
It stays in Lagos and I was in Port Harcourt. So I was like, can we just keep this on hold till we see next time? And I was like, fine. And then I came back and I was like, no. If this is what you want, it's fine by me.
I don't understand. So you're fluctuating.
You get. I was waiting. I wanted us to do it first. The face, like,
okay,
can we just do this one on one? See me to my face and then tell me you're done.
That you mean it,
you mean it, you know. People change when they see you, but then I thought about it, I was just not okay, because I kept on going back and forth. Okay, it's fine, no, it's not fine. Can we do this again? Can we not do this again? And then at the point, he had to call my name and he was like, take a deep breath. I'm actually done. I've given you, you've made several options, you've thrown them out, and I've agreed to all of them, and you're still changing your mind over the game. I think we should just call it quits here. And I felt like, he's probably just joking. Maybe by tomorrow we'll have it all sorted out. Tomorrow came and just kept on getting worse. I cried out my eyes.
So are you saying that you cried more than the first time that
you
were served?
The first time now felt like more like infatuation.
Okay.
As compared to this.
Okay.
It was so bad that at work, then I used to teach. I'll be in class and then all of a sudden I'll just start crying. It was so bad I called a friend, and the way I was sounding, he knew it was beyond heartbreak. I was actually contemplating, I think this is it. What exactly am I living for?
Nothing else in life.
Just take a break. And it was that bad. That's how bad it was. He was really so much help to me at that point. He kept on calling.
Who?
A friend.
Okay.
Another person that same. So truth be told, I didn't get over that. That's to tell you how strong it was. This happened 2018 September. And I didn't get over it till 2020.
Okay. I don't know. Are you over it?
Well.
Because I'm looking into your face and I'm like, are you over it?
80%.
80%.
Yeah.
I think this is the part of our evolution that I am actually very much excited about.
Okay.
The fact that we can tell each other the truth. We can tell ourselves particularly the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is, I am not totally over this person, but I am a work in progress, and I would eventually get to that point. You cannot suddenly just forget that you had 2 weeks of your life that were amazing, that were fantastic. You cannot just, especially when there's nobody else in the picture to replace that. And even if there was somebody else in the picture, I believe that it would take a while to make new memories and do new stuff.
Exactly,
that would eventually kick out gradually the memories that you've already created with the previous person. So now for me, how did I handle the last?
Did you get served?
Or did you serve? Why are you baby like a witch?
I want to know.
Okay, so it was served by me because it had to be done. I think I wrote on my last Medium post that you have to just say goodbye. You have to just say goodbye at some point. When you know that this is heading nowhere. When you got into it, you might have had a friend idea that it would lead nowhere, but somewhere inside of you, you're like hoping that this car that already has no engine would eventually start working miraculously and take you somewhere, but somehow it doesn't, and you have to eventually alight from that bus and go board something else. And everybody would probably not be on the same destination anymore, so you have to take different buses. And that was what happened, and this was something that I had to deal with because there was a lot of back and forth, there was a lot of indecisiveness. I don't know if that's the word, I think that's how they say indecisiveness. I was really indecisive. I kept feeling like, am I sure? What if there was light at the end of the tunnel? What if by the time we are done with all of this, especially because we didn't have internal factors to make us want to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
Every factor was external, and I kept feeling at some point like this could be us against the world and we could fight it. But at some point it became extremely clear, crystal clear, that there was no way forward. this was going to be a merry-go-round. This was going to lead to nowhere. So I had to do it. I had to do the honors. Save us both the trauma and heartache. Let everybody's heart break and shatter. Because after doing it, I cried my eyes out. Like, it was terrible. I think that same day that I did it, a friend lost his dad. So I started crying. And people thought I was crying for that. I could not tell people that I just have somebody break fast. But I'm the one that is crying. So, you know, it was like that. And now, thinking about what you said the other time about being on an 80% over this person, that was 2018. This was 2021. But I'm moving gradually, especially because I'm in another ship. I have to. Very, very important for me to not look back. I'm not Lot's wife. I don't want to turn into a pillar of salt. Yeah, so the best thing to do is not look back. Just move on. Yes, but I cannot deny the fact that that breakfast Nami Saba, I served it and I served it. Was it hot?
It was.
I think. See, babe, leave me alone. I don't know if it was hot or not, but I served it. So we're finally at the end of the show, and I believe that if you've been listening so far, it's because you had the reason to stay behind. Trust me, I know we were laughing, but it was not fun because I really did not enjoy remembering that breakfast of 2018, and I'm not sure Best was having fun either. So thank you for staying with us up to this point. Go follow the pod on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. It's at Before Now Podcast. You can find Best on Instagram at Bestie Chimex, BESTYCHIMEX. It's the same thing on Facebook, yeah?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so Bestie Chimex on Facebook. Personally, you know, you can always find me on Instagram at Missy Blissy. Missy Blissy spelled MICIBLISSY. On Facebook, it's at Blissa Kinyemi. Feel free to leave us a message on social media or send an email to beforenowpodcast@gmail.com. We'd be happy to hear your breakfast stories, feedbacks, comments, whatever it is that you have to say. Till the next episode, I want you to ask yourself, what happened before now?